Well, Mark, that's pretty business-like start to your tournament.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan's obviously a great player, and I knew that coming here it was going to be a tough draw, so I needed to get on top of him from the word go. And I think the first frame was a little bit scrappy, and Ryan probably had one or two chances and could have took it, but after I won the first frame, I seemed to play quite well then and put him under pressure and keep him under pressure.
You've come here, you know, obviously wanting to sort of add a couple of the big titles to your CV. I mean, that's a great way to get the campaign up and running.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I say, Ryan's probably one of the toughest draws I could have got from the qualifiers coming through, so to win it in the fashion I did and to play the way I did, obviously I'm really happy with that.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the next round.
How do you feel about your game? Where are you at?
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, at the start of the season, I ended up winning a couple of invitation tournaments and then won the Shanghai Masters, but I mean, that seems like forever ago. I mean, we've had so many PTCs in between and stuff, so yeah, I know my game's there. It's just a matter of obviously like producing it out there consistently, and hopefully I'm managing to do that at the moment.
How do you find about all this snook and the travelling and stuff, because you've obviously got a missus and no kids at the moment, but I mean, it's...
No. I mean, it's tough. I mean, obviously, the travelling's tiring, but I mean, obviously, I'm enjoying playing. I mean, at the end of the day, we've got more tournaments, which is what we was all crying out for. And I think it's great. I mean, obviously, we're playing 20 to 25 tournaments a season now, where 18 months to 2 years ago, we only had five or six. So, I mean, obviously, the travelling's part and parcel of it. So, you just have to put that to the back of your mind and just get on with it, really.
Is it about finding a balance, though? Some players have been quite critical of it, haven't they?
I think so. I mean, last year I more or less played in every single tournament. I think I played over 100 matches, and I told myself that this year I was still going to play in quite a lot, obviously to keep match sharp, but nowhere near as much as what I did last year. And I missed one of the PTCs, I think, in Poland, and then I'm not playing in the PTC 12, so just try and keep a little bit fresh for the Masters in January.
Just one question on Ronnie. How sort of well do you think he's going to do this year? Because he seems to be in the best sort of frame of mind for a long time.
Yeah, I watched him in the Premier League and he was like really impressive in there, but I mean, to be fair, Ronnie, he very rarely plays bad anyway, and if he does play bad, I mean, it's good enough to beat a lot of players. So if he's in the right frame of mind, obviously he's going to be tough to beat, because I mean, sometimes when he's out then he's not in the right frame of mind, he's still obviously a great player and tough to beat. So I think he's still the one to watch out for.
Thank you.